I run a local tumor board, like I'm sure a lot of the people sitting at this table. And what I'm going to do is, and we haven't done this, I know my pathologist has done this, but take this article, which is a tremendous resource, and go through it with a fine-tooth comb and examine what processes we currently have at our institution and what we need to change to adhere to these guidelines as closely as possible. This is a tremendous resource, but it's an epic piece of work.
But it's going to require an infusion of funds that are not readily identifiable.
For what?
For the proficiency test and the validation.
Just the infrastructure to perform a test at a very high level.
To me, I agree, this paper is a classic, but if you take your paper and your pathologist says, we're not doing that, what are you going to do?
I know that it's already had impact at my own institution in terms of the time in and the time out, in terms of trying to adhere to those guidelines. And I've seen that now reflected in reports that I'm getting from other institutions. So I think...
So you're seeing the number of hours that it was in fixation? Interesting.
Absolutely.
And what do you do when it says, 72 hours?
Well, I haven't come across that yet.
But you're seeing these results are coming in now.
Many places are not reporting that. But one thing that the clinicians can require is that there is a checklist of what needs to be in the report. It's in the guideline. And so that, for starters, is for clinicians to ask their pathologists, are you going to be reporting your test according to the ASCO CAP document?